ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಜಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ್ನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ್ನ ಚಾರಿ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಪನ್ನಚಾರಿ ಯೋರಾಧಾಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ Yeah. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama
Hari
Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama Gopal Govinda Rakti Madhusudhana
Gopal Govinda
Rakti Madhusudhana
Gopal Govinda Rakti
Kiri Dadi Gopinata Madana Mohana
Kiri
Dadi Gopinata Madana Mohana Kiri Dadi Gopinata Madana Mohana Hari Hara Nama
Krishna
Yadavaya Nama Yadavaya Keshavaya Nama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki, ISKCON Founder Acharya Shri Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki, Prem Se Kaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Lamacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki, Shri Prabhupada Ki, Shri Prabhupada Nuga Ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, All Glories to Simul Devotees, All Glories to Simul Devotees. All glories to some devotees. All glories, O Gauri, Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga, all glories, Shri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Text 23. Pitamah samahasamye prasade girishopamah ashrayah sarvabhutanam yata devo ramashrayah. Please repeat. Pitamah samahasamye prasade girishopamah ashrayah sarvabhutanam yatha devo ramashrayah pitamah samahasamye prasade girishopamah ashrayah sarvabhutanam yatha devo ramashrayah pitamah samahasamye prasade girishopamah ashrayah sarvabhutanam yatha devo ramashrayah. Pitamaha, the grandfather or Brahma. Samaha, equally good. Samye, in the matter. Prasade, in charity or in munificence. Girisha, Lord Shiva. Upamaha, comparison of equilibrium. Ashrayah, resort. Sarva, all. Bhutanam, of the living beings. Yatha, as. Devah, the Supreme Lord. Rama, ashrayah, the personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation, this child will be like his grandfather Yudhishthira or Brahma in equanimity of mind. He will be munificent like the Lord of the Kailasha Hill, Shiva. And he will be the resort of everyone like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, who is even the shelter of the Goddess of Fortune. Purport mental equanimity refers both to Maharaj Yudhishthira and to Brahma, the grandfather of all living beings. According to Sridhara Swami, the grandfather referred to is Brahma. But according to Vishwanatha Chakravarti, the grandfather is Maharaja Yudhishthira himself. But in both cases, the comparison is equally good because both of them are recognized representatives of the Supreme Lord. And thus both of them have to maintain mental equanimity, being engaged in welfare work for the living being. Any responsible executive agent at the top of administration has to tolerate different types of onslaughts from the very persons for whom he works. Brahmaji was criticized even by the gopis, the highest perfectional devotees of the Lord. The gopis were dissatisfied with the work of Brahmaji because Lord Brahma, as creator of this particular universe, created eyelids which obstructed their seeing Lord Krishna. They could not tolerate a moment's blinking of the eyes, for it kept them from seeing their beloved Lord Krishna. So what to speak of others who are naturally very critical of every action of a responsible man? Similarly, Maharaj Yudhishthira had to cross over many difficult situations created by his enemies, and he proved to be the most perfect maintainer of mental equanimity in all circumstances. Therefore, the example of both grandfathers for maintaining equanimity of mind is quite fitting. Lord Shiva is a celebrated demigod who awards gifts to beggars. His name is therefore Ashutosha, or one who is pleased very easily. He is also called Bhutanatha, or the Lord of the common folk, who are mainly attached to him because of his munificent gifts, even without consideration of the after effects. Ravana was very attached to Lord Shiva, and by easily pleasing him, Ravana became so powerful that he wanted to challenge the authority of Lord Rama. Of course, Ravana was never helped by Lord Shiva when he fought with Rama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Lord of Lord Shiva. To Vrikasura, Lord Shiva awarded a benediction which was not only awkward but also disturbing. Vrikasura became empowered by the grace of Lord Shiva to vanish anyone's head simply by touching it. Although this was awarded by Lord Shiva, the cunning fellow wanted to make an experiment of the power of touching the head of Lord Shiva. Thus the Lord had to take shelter of Vishnu to save himself from trouble, and the Lord Vishnu, by his illusory potency, asked Vrikasura to make an experiment with his own head. The fellow did it and was finished himself, and so the world was saved from all sorts of trouble by such a cunning beggar of the demigods. The excellent point is that Lord Shiva never denies anyone any sort of gift. He is therefore the most generous, although sometimes some kind of a mistake is made. Rama means the goddess of fortune, and her shelter is Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu is the maintainer of all living beings. There are innumerable living beings, not only on the surface of this planet, but also in all other hundreds of thousands of planets. All of them are provided with all necessities of life for the progressive march towards the end of self-realization. But on the path of sense gratification, they are put into difficulty by the agency of Maya, the illusory energy, and so travel the path of a false plan of economic development. Such economic development is never successful because it is illusory. These men are always after the mercy of the illusory goddess of fortune. But they do not know that the goddess of fortune can live only under the protection of Vishnu. Without Vishnu, the goddess of fortune is an illusion. We should therefore seek the protection of Vishnu instead of directly seeking the protection of the goddess of fortune. Only Vishnu and the devotees of Vishnu can give protection to all. And because Maharaj Parikshit was himself protected by Vishnu, it was quite possible for him to give complete protection to all who wanted to live under his rule. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Malitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminitanamane Namaste Saraswate Deve Kauravani Pracharani నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పశ్చాత్త దేశతారిణి జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌరవక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే మా విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపుష్టాయ భూతులే శ్రీమతే జయపతాక స్వామినితి నామనే నమోచార్యపాదాయ We are continuing our reading about the greatness of Parikshit Maharaj and how he is predicted to have these amazing, wonderful qualities. So here it is mentioned, his equanimity of mind will be like Yudhishthira or Brahma, and he will be generous like Lord Shiva, and he will give shelter to everybody like Narayana. Narayana is the shelter of the goddess of fortune, also it's mentioned. So this is equanimity of mind, a quality, that is, not being disturbed by things that happen to you. There are many things that are irritating, aggravating, against your desire, against the law, against proper principles, against culture, these things that happen, especially if your subordinates do those things, you can get very disturbed. Equanimity of mind means not being disturbed even under these type of circumstances. That is what is called a dhira. Dhira means not disturbed. Dhiras tatrana muhiyati. In the Bhagavad Gita we can see, even dying, changing bodies does not disturb a person who's got equanimity of mind. Sober person. And why is he sober? Not because he has no emotions, no feelings. That's why. No. Because he is situated on a spiritual plane. And he is very tolerant towards things that happen to him, and he has the understanding that inevitably in the material world these things will happen. Material world is a place which is meant to irritate you constantly, irritate your senses, your mind, challenge your intelligence, and generally make it very difficult for you. Material world is not a place to be peaceful. So to practice equanimity of mind there is a necessary thing, so that you can practice your meditation on the Supreme Lord, so that you can serve the Supreme Lord. One of the things that devotees often complain when they have left relatives in the material world, their occupation in the material world, their vocation in the material world, everything, and they have started focusing on Krishna, they complain of different types of disturbances similar to the material world, similar to what was happening to them before. And mostly we tell them, welcome to the world of Hare Krishna. Because the surprise is, you are still in the material world, and we have to practice devotional service in the material world. And those things remain the same. Matter remains the same, material world remains the same. The only great thing is that instead of you being materially engaged, you are being engaged in the service of the Lord. So the same agents will continue to trouble you. That is one interesting bad news that you should know. Right? And you should get prepared for it. Because the important thing is, we want to perform devotional service to the Lord. Even those who perform devotional service will be similarly disturbed, if not more. They'll be disturbed more. So equanimity of mind when you perform devotional service to the Lord is also important. It is not that the Lord said you take up devotional service, along with that package comes no problem. No problem package I'll give you. That for devotional service you'll have no problems, it will not rain like this, bad weather in the morning. It will not irritate you in any way, make you feel cold, or you didn't bring a raincoat, or you know it's too much of a sun on your head, or you know all of a sudden there is no water when you turn on the tap. You have already, you know, done all your ablutions, everything, and then you turn on the tap and vague sound comes, like that. No water comes from the tap at the peak point. And, you know, all sorts of irritating things happen. All these things will happen to you even when you are chanting Hare Krishna and rendering service to the Lord. Why should it change, by the way? Why should it change? You are so great that all these things should change, should not happen to me because I am serving Krishna. So a devotee simply tolerates it. And here is the example given of Yudhishthira Maharaj and Brahma. Brahma was repeatedly harassed. Prabhupada says here, any responsible executive agent at the top of administration has to tolerate different types of onslaughts from the very persons for whom he works. Brahmaji was criticized even by the gopis. It's the nature of the material world. It's the nature of the material world. You see, Prabhupada gave us the example of the lunatic asylum. The lunatic asylum, the doctor wants to do good to the mad fellow who's inside, all the mad fellows inside. So he wants to give them their injection. When he's going to give the injection, that patient will attack him and fight him. I am not mad. Who said? And he will attack him. And that person knows you're mad. Yeah. I mean, I don't take anything you do seriously. Because you're out of your head. Poor fellow, I just want to give you an injection. He will attack him. So he has to be put down with the help of somebody else and give an injection and say, rest, don't worry, everything is all right. Similarly, preaching in Krishna consciousness also is like that. Because you preach to people who are maddened by the material world. And lucky if you are also not similarly maddened. Otherwise it will double and triple the problem. At least if you are not similarly maddened, it's one way. You have to only tolerate a little bit. Otherwise it becomes very complicated. So, attack from people, your subordinates and people whom you work for, you do good for, is very common. It's very common. Parents get attacked by their children. Especially when they become older and older, they feel it more. What to speak of other persons who take up services for people and for human welfare. They also get attacked. It's mentioned here, Brahma was criticized by the gopis who are the best of devotees. So did Brahma say, okay, I'm not doing my job. Forget it. Telling Krishna, I'm resigning. I resign. Gopis are criticizing that are not designed eyelids properly. And they are your greatest devotees. If they criticize, what more there is for me? I cannot resign. I leave my post. Brahma simply tolerated it. He simply tolerated it. Similarly, Lord Shiva is mentioned here is very munificent. He was in the assembly. Daksha's yajna going on. Daksha, powerful Prajapati, invited the whole universe's great people. They all came. And then he publicly insulted Shiva. Told him names like, your face looks like a monkey. You are just fired him in front of everybody. Publicly diminished him, made these disparaging comments. Shiva simply got up and quietly left. Didn't say anything. Because it was his son-in-law. Daksha married his father-in-law. He has married Daksha's daughter, Sati, Parvati. So he is telling these type of things, and that Lord Shiva simply tolerated it and he left very soberly. But what happened really was Daksha is the one who suffered. So in this way, sometimes we are required to be having equanimity. So Parikshit Maharaj, he is having that great quality, it is mentioned here. Even Yudhishthira, very sober, he accepted go to the forest, accepted playing of dice because it is duty for a Kshatriya to accept. And in this way, he was sent to the forest, he accepted. And both Arjuna and Bhima quite often felt that what you have done is completely wrong. You do not know how to do it. You are not leading properly. You are not courageous enough. You are a coward. Why can't we go and fight and take the kingdom, everything? But he said, my dear brother, don't get angry, just relax. You know, he heard his brother's all so-called claims and so-called proposals very, very patiently tolerated. And he led them very nicely to victory, following the path of Dharma. And they were very grateful to Maharaj Yudhishthira for his guidance. So, equanimity of mind, being calm, not reactive, and taking things as they come, being very tolerant, is a very special quality and that is required very much. In the modern age, it's very difficult with all the so-called influences that people have, especially Kali's influence and the modes and the very low threshold level of everybody. It's very difficult for people not to get irritated or not to get angry, and it's a great test. Maharaj Parikshit, he tolerated many things like that and continued to give guidance. He was able to tolerate and give guidance and give shelter to everybody. The fact is mentioned here that he is the resort of everyone, like the Supreme Godhead Narayana himself. And that Parikshit very nicely showed by giving shelter to Kali. When Kali himself was seen breaking the legs of the Dharma, he was approached by Parikshit Maharaj and challenged, who are you? I'll finish you. Where do you come from? How dare you do this in my kingdom? Then Kali revealed himself, who he is. And he said that, I am under you, your shelter. I am in your kingdom, so you must give me shelter. It's your duty. So, very crooked. How Kali works is to get the authority to give shelter by claiming that you must protect me. I am your citizen. So, Maharaj Parikshit also said, okay, and I'll give you shelter in the right places. He was also very smart in taking up that proposal. He took the proposal up and he gave him shelter. You stay in brothels, in bars, in all these type of places. Wherever your type of activity is going on, there you can stay. He also gave a fitting reply and gave him shelter. He knew how to deal with that situation properly. He didn't give him shelter in his kingdom because all his citizens will get under the influence of Kali. So he kept him under control. This is the only place where you can be. This is the only place where you can be. Wherever people are not following these things, have weakness for these things, you can catch hold of them. So he gave shelter, but very intelligently gave shelter. In this way, Parikshit Maharaj, a place of shelter and munificent. When you speak of shelter, you can't but speak of Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. How he afforded shelter to so many people who were least qualified. That is the meaning of mercy. Mercy means when you see somebody is nonsense, completely off, his character is very low, he has no chance of anything, then he attacks you, he speaks ill of you, then you extend yourself to him and say you chant Hare Krishna. You make him do that and gradually he becomes a devotee. And then he comes to know what has happened to me and because of whom. So Prabhupada, you see, if you read his history, you will see that he was subjected to all sorts of horrible things, challenges. And the people whom he was preaching to also did not understand what he is preaching so much. And who he is. How great a personality he is. And Prabhupada never say to them, you don't know who I am, how great I am. You don't know how to deal with me. He didn't say that. He just continued to serve. He continued to tolerate and serve. And Krishna arranged that they will understand who Prabhupada is. And afterwards, he was able to move a whole army of devotees all over the world to capture many people in Krishna consciousness. This is amazing. Very great tolerance, patience. This is all required. These are all qualities of a leader and very dependent on Krishna. The nature of the material world is people always want to show off their talents. I can do this, I am capable of doing this, etc., etc. And the more we think like that, the more we will get slapped on the face by Maya. In spite of your talent, you'll have problems. To make you understand that you depend on Krishna. So Parikshit Maharaj, he had all these amazing qualities and therefore he is compared to these great personalities like Shiva, Yudhishthira, Brahma and the Supreme Lord Narayana himself. What is the meaning of these qualities? Can we look at these qualities and individually try to develop each one of them? Oh, very nice, wonderful. I like to have equanimity of mind. And so we can practice it. Equanimity of mind. But actually speaking, unless you become a devotee of the Lord, these qualities will not last for too long. They'll break. When there is a test that comes to you, at a certain point you'll break. See? Because in the material world, cultivating these qualities means without the support of Krishna, without the support of Krishna consciousness, you can't shelter these qualities. You see. Therefore, have yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarver gunais tatra samasate suraha harav abhaktasya kuto mahatguna mano rathen asati dhavato bahi. That whatever great qualities of the Supreme Lord are there, they automatically manifest even in a devotee. Simply because he is devoted to the Lord. That is the main point. The point is not that all these qualities are great separately without Krishna. Because a person is a devotee, he manifests these qualities. These qualities are secondary to him being a devotee. Being a lover of Krishna will automatically bring about these qualities in you. Because some of them, you know, if you see the qualities, they are qualities which even you may find some people in the material world having. It's not very great. But it becomes great, you are a devotee and you manifest these qualities, and because of that Krishna gives you a position from where you can render devotional service in a big way, in a bigger way. That's the interesting point. So therefore, the more we are attached to Krishna, the more we are attached to holy name, the more we are attached to his devotional service, the more you'll be in a position to do service responsibly. Responsibly. This is the moot point. We get responsibility to do seva. It is entrusted to us. That's the point here about Maharaj Parikshit. He is a king of the whole world, emperor of the whole world. His position carries a lot of responsibility. And if he does not have equanimity of mind, it is very difficult for him to manage himself and others. So because he is a devotee, he is able to execute that service, and that quality manifests in him. Yasya asti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarver gunais tatra samasate sura. And also, this does not mean automatically the quality came. He has tuned himself by austerity, penance in the form of devotional service, and gradually acquires these qualities. So Krishna consciousness automatically gives us these qualities. And that's what we should aspire for. It's not that I will be rendering devotional service, I am transcendental, I chant my japa, and if you ask about these qualities, I can say that I am transcendental to them. I am a devotee. But very much a devotee will be ethical, moral, he will have these qualities, honesty, public behavior properly, all these things he will have. And it will be easy for him to have all these things and use all these things because he is a devotee. Because he is surrendered to Krishna. Humility, compassion, all these things manifest gradually. That we must understand. It's a very interesting topic to hear about the qualities of great devotees. How in devotees all these qualities manifest, and they remain very humble in their service to Krishna. Not being proud is very important. Pride, because you are able to do some seva, can kill your attitude. And Krishna doesn't like his devotees to become proud. Maharaj Parikshit was very humble in spite of being highly qualified with many of these qualities, and he was executing devotional service at a high realm, great responsibility. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki. Any questions or comments? That depends on the situation and who is the devotee. In a particular situation that we are, we may react provided it is useful in devotional service. Otherwise, the devotee will decide not to react. Because reaction out of false ego alone is of no use for a devotee. But if he is reacting and it is getting him some more opportunity, more devotional was done, then he will react. He will not, that is of course not called reaction. Like Hanuman, he fought, set the whole Lanka on fire and came back. Because that is one type of service he did. He decided at the time, this is what I should do for these fellows. It will be very good for me to do this, show my strength, so that they will be afraid of who Lord Ramachandra and his one monkey alone is like that. His idea was, he told, I am one monkey. There are hordes of them like this, like me, coming. Better return Sita. Like that, he wanted to give that type of feeling to him. So he made a complete mess of the place. And he went and told also, I am one monkey. There are hundreds and thousands, hordes of them coming. Don't think Ramachandra is going to leave you alone. Better you return Sita. So he wanted to do that. In that sense, the reaction of a devotee should be very useful in Krishna consciousness. So therefore you can get angry. There you may not really call it reaction. It is like proaction. It's a proactive stance he takes, you know. But he won't harm anybody so much. When Narada Muni had this nice disciple who was a snake, right? So after he became disciple, he became a devotee, tolerance, humility, everything. So all the children were throwing stones, poking him with the stick, and he was finding it extremely difficult, very austere, and his devotional service was getting disturbed. When Narada Muni met him again, he said, what should I do? They all look at me, means immediately they poke me, put snake, everything, and I'm not able to do anything. The more they do, more they do. He said, Narada Muni said, no, don't do like that. You remain a snake only, but don't bite. You put your hood out and you do this. You react, but don't actually bite. Earlier you were biting out of enviousness. Now you are a devotee, right? But snake means better to look like that and be like that. Then only people will keep away. Now they are thinking, what a snake this fellow is. He cannot bite, he cannot this thing, nothing. So they are getting on you more and more. So show. So purposefully he reacted. Shh, I will bite you. Like that. And then slowly they left. Oh my gosh, he's come back. Somebody has advised him. He's taken consultancy. So there are some way a devotee should not be stupid. He is not stupid, he is very intelligent. If necessary, he will show his hood to whoever. Don't disturb my devotional service. If you disturb my devotional service, I'll react. Don't spoil my chances and opportunities for serving Krishna. If you want, you can join me in the service, but don't try to oppose it. Then I will react. Right? Does this make sense? Yes. You should practice seeing the person as a devotee, which is a difficult job with familiar people. Familiarity breeds contempt, like they say. And because you are habituated to being with some person from young age, so you take it for granted sometimes. So family members, when persons are becoming Vaishnavas, they should know that there is an added dimension. They should know that the person is a Vaishnava. No more, of course he's a family member, he's a Vaishnava. So you have you have to cap your behavior with that precaution. You may need to do that. But at the same time, wherever you have difference of opinion and this, you can mouth it and say it. That doesn't mean that because you have now become a Vaishnava, whatever you are doing wrong thing also, I cannot say anything because you are a Vaishnava. no, I feel this is wrong about it. You can say that. And if it doesn't get through because of familiarity, then you have to tolerate it. You can learn to tolerate. All these things can teach us many different things. Always utilize the situations to get gains for yourself. That's the way devotees look at it. Any situation that is not very favorable has some lesson and teaching for you, if you look at it very carefully. In the material world, all situations teach you something. So a Krishna conscious person is very proactive. He learns. He gets to learn. Krishna has put him in a situation where he needs to know something. So see, what is it that Krishna wants me to learn in this situation? And learn that. Practice tolerance and learn that. Then you come out of it better than previously. Right? So sometimes we have to adjust. It's a little difficult to do that, especially with familiar people, relatives and everything. But if we don't have any other go, then we have to sit and tolerate it. Pray to Krishna. To spiritually?
Oriented.
I didn't get the question fully. Once more?
Non-reacting tendencies often confused with relationships. So how to come over problem often quoted by material men to spiritually oriented?
Well, you clarify it. If somebody thinks you are being tolerant and somebody thinks you are lazy, that's a material viewpoint. In the material world, you should be rajasic. To be called active. If you are rajasic, then you will say, he is a very active fellow, full of rajogun. Similarly, if you are tolerant and patient, they will say, chah, you are not a lazy fellow, get up and fight him. We can't go by what the material world people think, what people in the material world think. If somebody thinks like that, let him think like that. What's the problem? You tolerate that also. You tolerate somebody else thinking like that. Why are you becoming intolerant towards somebody else thinking that you are intolerant? You are actually lazy. Isn't it? You tolerate that also. That way you can become really tolerant. The world is filled with people like that. That's what we are talking about. They find ways, Maya find ways and means to agitate you. Unless you are fixed in Krishna consciousness, it's difficult to adopt any artificial method. Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadramai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nittai Gaura Premanandi. Any other question or comment? Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.